Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Don't raise trades just yet. Sit down and strap in for the Ultimate Super Coach Podcast. It's time to win your leagues and dominate your mates.
This is the Jewel Position Podcast, hosted by Whisperer and Adrianosaurus.
After some of the best off-season recruiting that we spoke about yesterday in the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs, we move on to probably, not so good of recruiting, but, you know, there are still some quality players in the St. George Illawarra Dragons. Sorry, Dragons fans, if this is a podcast that I haven't really been looking forward to recording, because as you can see from today, there's not going to be a whole to talk about. There is a few gems, which will be super coach relevant, but overall, it's not looking amazing, is it?
No, it's not. And I feel bad for you guys who are Dragons fans. I'm sure you're not loving the way Hook's gone about their work over the last couple of years. And apart from a couple of standouts, you know, that are sort of carrying the team, it hasn't really been a great time. I've got a lot of Dragons friends, and I go often because I try to travel around Australia to different states and watch the Raiders play, because we don't usually get so many games up here to Queensland where I'm from. And I go often down and watch Raiders versus Dragons, and the passion of their fans is second to none. But they're also very unforgiving, and I imagine at this time in their history, they're not excited about the future.
I think I said the exact same words last year, though, and they came out and proved us all wrong. There was, you know, some really good footy play from the Dragons at times last year, but I don't know. Can Lightning strike twice? Can Hook get the best out of them? I don't think so. I've got them in 17th.
Same. And I'm going to probably get abused from my Dragons friends on that. They're one of a few candidates, but I really have them, you know, finishing dead last, unfortunately.
The first 17th place team in the NRL. It's not a special wooden spoon.
Yeah, yep. Look,
on the gun side of things, you've listed, you know, not many people, but there are a few guys on the cusp. The first one for me that strikes my mind is Zach Lomax, coming in at 634K. Look, a bloke on his day is absolutely sensational and could definitely find a way into my side sometime this season.
Yeah, he's one of those ones. He's probably been a semi-gun, isn't he? And the thing I like about Zach Lomax is he doesn't really – it's not a huge stretch for him to score well. He's he's a really good goal
Very
kicker.
Good.
And he's just a talented footballer who just racks up the points really quickly. If he was in a better team, can you imagine just putting him in a team, even a team that's in 8th or 10th? You put him in the Manly Seagulls or you put him in the Parramatta Eels, he would absolutely clean up, I reckon. He's got a bit of a mistake in his game and stuff, but if you look at his figures over the years, he's a pretty solid player. And if the price dips to the right amount, I reckon he's someone that you could get one of your 280, 300 guys up to. So, you know, most years he finds his way into my team at some time.
Yeah, if Freddie Fittler was picking Origin based solely off club position and not having like Latrell and Turbo in the centres, then yeah, a real case could be made for Lomax. Really good guy. 634K is probably his peak. And so if we can get him down to, say, 500, then, you know, that'd be perfect. And, yeah, if we can get someone like a Hamiso up to him with a few good games, similar to someone like a Xavier Coates last year, you know, back-to-back hundreds would send that price skyrocketing. So Zach Lomax is definitely on the cards, as is Ben Hunt. You know, a guy that's just super honest every year. I think he averaged 58 last year. He's going to be on his own again. Last year they had Talatau Mane. This year it looks like they're going to have Jaden Sullivan at the six. It's Ben Hunt's show, and you know he's gonna have to do it to try and keep the Dragons in any form. He was, you know, leading the Dally M's for a very, very long time last year, and I think it's gonna take another performance like that for the Dragons to have any kind of success.
Yeah, I think Ben Hunt last year, I had him as my Dally M winner. I thought he was exceptional last year. I thought even on all the big stages, Origin and Australia as well, he did a fine job. I think he's in the sweet spot of his career, to be quite honest. And I like him on certain runs. He goes on runs. And if you see any of that little glimpse of him having those 10 out of 10, it's almost like 10 out of 10 games, isn't it? 9 out of 10s. And look, let's be honest, you go into these teams like the Roosters and they've got to spread the points out really, you know, amongst a lot of players. Well, all the super coach points are probably going to go to a few players, and Ben Hunt is probably going to be the main recipient of those points in the Dragons.
Definitely. Look, we mentioned before about the, you know, the, I would say, lack of talent, so to speak. I can't list any, you know, bums off the top of my head. And in saying that, there's going to be guys that are overpriced, you know, in the mid-500s, someone like a Moses Sully comes to mind. But the relevance for these guys, I'm not seeing them pop up in a whole lot of teams, which, you know, leads me to believe that people are getting kind of smart and not taking these mid-priced guys that have no upside.
Yeah, well, I didn't really put any of them in my bums. DeBellin was somebody who I thought was pretty good for them last year. But I don't really see a huge, you know, regression for him. I think he'll probably go there and abouts this year as well. Moses Sully, I thought, showed a lot last year. You know, and I've managed to find some who I think will have a bounce back, but I don't expect that. Is there anybody sort of sliding in? I know Tarek Sims finished up last year. So who's going to be their second rowers this year? Is it going to be?
I mean, you're going to have Jaden Sirra's one, and then, you know, I'm not really thinking too clearly now, but off the top of my head, I can't really suggest, if you want to pull up team lists there. I mean, you mentioned Jack DeBellin, and I do have him as a bounce back, and in a sense that 572K for a dual position 2RF front row forward, I think he could match the output of Tohu Harris as a little bit of a differential there. The minutes look very, very, you know, weird for the Dragons pack. There's not a whole lot of quality there, and JDB is undeniably their best forward. So there could be some bounce back there. You could argue, you could make a case
for someone. That's who it is. He'll be in the second
Jack
row
Bird, yes.
this year.
You could, yeah, definitely. You could make a case for someone like a Jacob Little too.
Jack Bird, Jacob Little.
These kind of guys that, you know, a mid-pricer could jump. But I'm really liking the look of JDB. I don't think there's a whole lot of quality in the middle for the Dragons, and he could see a slight uptick in minutes.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah, possible. And, you know, Jack Bird has managed, it looks like, he's hang on to the second row forward center wing duel.
Yeah, which is handy for for super coaches. In the bounce back category, you have listed. Oh, we'll make note of it. Look, I've got Jaden Sullivan and Tyrell Sloan both in my cash cow category. You've got them in your bounce backs. It's a bit of an awkward price for them. I think they're on the cusp of sort of either or. But all reports looks like it's going to be Jaden Sullivan that gets that sixth jersey with the indiscretion of, you know, Telltale Money in the preseason.
Yeah, that's right. He's, you know, he's come from the clouds, really, as someone who we obviously wouldn't have expected at all, you know, before this Amone trouble. But now he's jumped in, and I really can't see any other way they'd go unless they went with Mbai, who we've seen him, who's played in the center, in the halves before. But I think it's going to be Sullivan, and I think he presents pretty good value. It's an interesting duel as well, but that could be, you know, that could be handy at some stage in the season as well. And, you know, that I don't think they've got a lot of other options outside of Mbai to put it in those halves. So I like him this year. I've seen him in a lot of teams.
Now, if Mbai was to be named at six, would he tempt you at all? I think he's a similar price. I would have to be corrected, you know, on his price. And I'll look that up in a second, or if you want to have a look at it quickly for me. But it looks like it will be a toss of a coin between Sullivan or Mbai. I mean, Hook could go very rogue and play Mbai at fullback as well. But is Mbai an option?
Well, look, he's 299,900, and by he's just one of those ones that I've probably had on my never again list. I'm sure of it, because you know he's just a bit part sort of filler inner. You could see him in hooker for 20 minutes. He might be at fullback. It's just bizarre.
He doesn't have the same spark as someone like a Sullivan has to put points on very quickly.
Yeah, that's right. So, I mean, look, if it was Mbeye that was picked in, he's the same cost, you know, but I wouldn't be touching him. I mean, look, I've gone with one expensive 5'8", one cheap one, so I probably have Schuster as my guy in that price point ahead of, you know, Mbeye and even probably Sullivan myself as well. But, look, I have no interest in Mbeye. I really don't.
Fair enough. I thought I'd put it to you because I do know it is a cheap price, at $299. It is a warm body. $200K is, now the bottom dollar cheapy, so he's only slightly above bottom dollar. But, yeah, I think the security over his position is sort of unknown.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, he averaged 28.5 last year. So unless he was just, Hook doesn't mind Stiff and Sloan. Maybe Mbeye starts fullback. And Sloan's not even the 17, you know, and you just got Mbeye playing fullback.
Well, you mentioned
did he average when he went there last year for a little while? Not much, I don't think, Mbeye.
Well, you mentioned Sloan at 298K, available centre wing fullback. There's no guarantee that he plays fullback, but, you know, he's come out and said that he's feeling fit. He's training the house down. The articles have started to come out, which have led me to believe that maybe he does get the first crack at fullback. He was favoured last year. And then, the defensive liabilities showed up and Cody Ramsey eventually took that role. We will make note that Cody Ramsey is looking very unlikely to be playing footy this year. Fingers crossed for him and the health issues he's got going on. So that does open up that fullback slot. Fingers crossed Sloan does take it at 298K.
Yeah, well, that's right. Look, where I'm not excited by Mbeye, I am a little excited about Sloan. He just has some of that sort of mundane, blacklocked sort of, wispy type of skill about him, I think, just on the eye test. Of course, the defense is an issue. Is he ready for first grade? Who knows? But if he runs out and he's picked in the one, he's a fullback that you can pick in your centers. The price is right at 298 or whatever he is. I've got him currently in my team. I don't love the Dragons. I think they're on the bye first round.
I was literally about to say, we have no guarantee either. Come Teamless Tuesday, we have no guarantee because the Dragons have the bye round one. So, we could start with Sloan. Come round two, he's nowhere to be seen.
Yeah, and you've just copped a big knife in the back when it's Mbeye starting in their first game in round two. So,
I think we will get an indication of trials though. Thankfully,
yeah. Well, that's it. So it'll be an educated guess, but it's just isn't that so super coach for it to be something that blows up in our face? But
what would be so super coach is Sloan lines up in the last trial, plays 80 minutes, doesn't get picked round two.
Yeah, at all, and it just came from nowhere. So, look, I've got him in there currently, but it just hadn't occurred to me that it'd be doing it slightly blind, trials aside. And those are probably the big ones. I've mentioned another bounce back candidate in Ravalawa. Ravalawa was a bit injured last year, wasn't he? And I think he got suspended for those tackles a couple of times as well. Yes. He had some issues with his tackling technique. I reckon he's better than old mate from Parramatta, Sivo.
Oh, that's hot. That's a spicy take.
It is. It's a spicy take. I reckon, and I just reckon he's got more about him. He looks to me like a better player. I reckon there could be a period. Let's just say the Dragons going better. I reckon the recipient of their attacking plays is going to be Ravalawa. He can tackle
on that Lomax edge.
Go on a big run. Yeah, and he's on the right edge, so I think he can get some tries. Admittedly, he's what? What did I say his price is? Did I put him in there? I don't even know.
He's only in our run sheet list. But one thing.
Oh, but it was one I was considering. He's 400,000, I think. He could get up to 600,000. He's just the kind of player that can do that.
Yeah, definitely. I think he offers a little bit more with the ball than Sivo, coming out of his own end. So I guess that's a tick next to him. We've sort of covered cash cows and bounce backs, and I do want to mention Ben Murdoch-Masilla. People that do follow me on Twitter know that I've been pumping up the tyres of BMM. Now, available to our front row forward, 234K. He's not sexy. He's not an exciting pick. He's kind of boring. But the Dragons pack is just so shit. Let's just put it bluntly. But if he jags 35 minutes, you know, I don't hate it.
Yeah, look, in one of the first iterations of my team, I had BMM in there. Someone reminded me about how poor he was at the Warriors, and, you know, he's going from the Warriors to the Dragons. Do you expect anything different? I think that the Warriors had some pretty talented forwards as well when he was there. I think the pickings are a little slimmer over there with Aaron Woods and stuff over at the Dragons. So, look, it'll all depend on how the cheapies sort of land. But is it any more of a danger than going someone like Moale?
No, I think BMM probably has a little bit more minutes upside than Moale.
Yeah, and he's got the jewel, hasn't he? Mm-hmm, I don't think Moale's got that. So there are some things. If we've got slim pickings around that Brox point, I think in that team he probably commands, you know, 25 to 30 minutes, and it could be a hell of a lot worse than that. He's not going to be exciting, I don't think.
No, but if he can punch out 35 to 40 points a game, you know, you sell him and another cash cow onto enough, and you know, a mid ranger on the way up, then oh yeah, I don't hate it, especially if we get no sort of cheapies in the front row forward. God, I remember, I think it was 2019 when Payne Haas was 170k, walked in, played 60 minutes, and we were just so spoiled for choice, and now it's very, very, you know, grim.
Yeah, it's pretty grim in the front row, and it looks like our bench is going to be made up of benchies, you know, some limited minutes benchies. It doesn't look like Kepi, there's going to be a front row.
Kepi's the only one, really, that I can think of top of my head that maybe has a chance of starting in that cheapy price point.
Yeah, well, that's right. I've got Kepi in there at the moment at 240, but it could just as soon be Paseka, couldn't it?
Yeah.
He's a big lump of a thing. I just thought that Kepi looked better to me than him last year. So he might be a starter. Outside of that, it's going to be a little bit speculative, isn't it?
Definitely, definitely. Well, that's going to be, you know, probably the shortest podcast that we'll do this preseason of the Dragons. I think we've wrapped up everything nicely in a bow. Too long didn't read summary. Not a whole lot that we're overly keen on to start with. Even Sullivan and Sloan were taking it a blind pick because the team lists, you know, won't be out come round one. Fingers crossed, you know, Hook gives us some kind of indication. All the trials do provide, you know, a little bit of information for us. But that's going to be the Dragons. Tomorrow, I reckon we brighten things up a little bit more with a few more players to talk about in the South Sydney Rabbitohs, Ado.
Sounds good, mate. Have you got Hook picked as your first sacked coach for the year?
Oh, yeah, the Warriors have just hired a new coach.
Yeah.
Bennett's not getting sacked. Yeah, probably. I'd have to say Hook.
I thought it'd be maybe him or Gold Coast bloke. Brown,
Holbrook, yeah. Holbrook could be there. Holbrook's
going to be in a bit of danger and probably, I don't know, I think they're probably actually going to do a little better than most thought a while back, the Knights there. So old mate O'Brien might survive a little longer.
Yes, I don't see the Tigers getting rid of Tim Sheens while he's mentoring Benji either.
Tipping Hook.
Hook for the chop, unfortunately. All right, we will see you all tomorrow with a little bit more positivity in the South Sydney Rabbitohs. See you guys.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.